Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We should do the show outside. We need to get some sort of veranda built or some sort of...
A balcony?
Know, yeah. So we could just sit outside. Think how good the show would be if we could just sit on a patio overlooking a putting green and just do it from there. Outside, cup of coffee, sun's coming up.
Give me some birds chirping in the background. Yeah. Should be some good show sound.
How many bird calls do you know?
Oh, no, I'm going to be bad at this.
None. I know a cardinal. I can tell you a cardinal. In fact, sometimes in my backyard, I whistle back to the Cardinals, and I tell myself in my head that we are talking. Yeah.
The Cardinals probably like, this. Look at this idiot. He isn't Cardinal.
Look at this idiot. They respond.
He's yelling at you that you don't actually speak Cardinal.
I recognize your accent.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Should we keep the birds just going?
All the way through.
At least until 7. What if we did that? People would say, oh, where are they? I mean, we call Koziel at 6:30. He calls us from his house, and there's birds chirping. And I feel like when we had Dane on from the Bandits, like we heard birds chirping.
Yeah.
Guys that call from the golf course.
Yeah. That, or should we just rotate them in? Birds in hour one, and then hour two, it's like pucks hitting boards.
Oh, wow. Pucks hitting the glass.
And
yes.
Skates.
Like we're just...
Yeah, we're in a rink.
You know, I know the worst press box to be in all of college hockey. You didn't know you wanted to know this, but I can tell you where
it is. Vermont?
No.
That's the coolest looking arena.
I've not been to Vermont. I've been to a lot of college rinks up in the Northeast. The worst place to be in the press box in a college rink is Cornell.
Because?
I think it's Cornell. It's Colgate. Colgate.
Okay.
Colgate's rink is fine rink, but the press box is... up above and behind one of the nets. So when guys rip shots in warm-ups, it goes over the glass, often eludes the netting, hits the wall, and drops onto you, into you. It'll hit a printer. It'll hit a person.
Okay, it's because you were in danger, basically.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's why that wasn't great. It wasn't because, like, you know, the seats were uncomfortable.
No, when they're taking warm-ups,
flying at you.
You want to get out of there when they're taking warm-ups because you're going to have a puck dropped onto your head.
Mm-hmm.
And
How is it falling onto your head? Are you up in the...
You are up, and yet still, a guy misses the net, and it'll like ricochet up or hit the post and go up. You know, you'll be up there in that press box, and yeah, you'll catch a puck or two.
Okay.
All right, now the best press box in all of college hockey. I mean, Michigan's pretty great.
You know, Michigan?
I've been to a lot of the rinks. A lot of them. Maine's beautiful.
They have a lot more character than the NHL rinks.
Oh, yeah.
All the NHL rinks kind of look the same. At this point.
That's true. Sometimes the character is that the college rink in question doesn't have heat. You know, things like that.
Right, okay.
Oh, and I'm sure you've been to some places on this earth that, you know, the rinks that they throw up around the country in desolate places sometimes, you know, It can be an adventure.
For sure. Northeastern, going up there a couple times. That's a pretty serious, old building.
Very, very old.
I've been to UMass Amherst. That's a very new, very big building. That's a beautiful place.
Clarkson's got a brand new one.
Yep, Clarkson's awesome.
What happened to like NHL rinks, though? Because all these rinks I'm looking at like from the outside, and they're like they're beautiful. They look awesome. And like, didn't hockey used to have that? Like Maple Leaf Gardens and Montreal Forum, and now they just all look like big concrete domes.
Yeah, Sabres looks nice from the outside. They've got a big, beautiful windowed atrium.
They got the atrium looks nice. The atrium itself looks nice, right?
They're going to paint the back of that thing. They put the atrium in, they put four windows in the back. It's like four windows the rest of the way around.
Right.
But anyway, it's a complaint for another day. Birds are chirping. As Josh played this open today, I thought, I've got 100 holes in 2 days. We're playing 100 holes for the charities. We do it every year for the Live Like Luca Foundation.
Uh-huh.
The Luca Kalani Foundation. And for Roswell Park, the Courage of Carly Fund. And I thought, you know, it's the only day of the year that it's not frowned upon. It's allowed to play golf at 5:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Most places, you're not allowed to do that.
Right.
The first tee time is not available. I mean, some of your private country clubs will let you go out, but a lot of times...
Six, right?
Yeah.
At the earliest,
and
I would be
the person that, you know, if I was ever fortunate enough to make it to retirement, I would want to play at 5:15 in the morning. Like, I'll be there.
Right.
I'm going to be up. I wake up all the time. I wake up early. You know, I'm on 20 years of waking up early.
Yes.
When I retire, I'll be up at 5 a.m. and think, oh, I'll go play right now.
Maybe even 7 is more is common also.
Yep.
I'm looking at 7
yep.
as like the earliest tee time I can
Sometimes
make.
The club doesn't open until 7. Maybe you just kind of make your way out there. If it's, you know, you've got an arrangement, you're a member, you can do that kind of thing.
Right. It's one of those where like they know you enough to like, if you get there before them, they're fine. Just check in at some point.
That's fine with the pro shop, but again, you got to work with the groundskeepers, the greenskeepers.
Yeah, right, because they're out there.
Yeah, you know, and hit them with a ball. They're, hey, I'm trying to mow a fairway here. I'm mowing this green. You can't hit onto it.
Right. I've never hit them, and I almost did a week ago, and it was like terrifying as I'm driving down to them because they don't move. Right.
Well.
A lot of times they won't move.
A lot of times.
They'll just like, they're there. This is part of the job. Someone might rain a 7-iron over my head.
You give them a shout. You give them a wave. If they say, yep. I'm fine, I'm not worried about it, then
see, this
so be it.
This was one, though, where they are at the bottom of a hill, and I do not know they are there until I'm halfway down the fairway to go get my ball, which is in the rough on the left. And they're like, oh, no, there's a group of people here that are doing something to a tree. And this is exactly where I hit my ball, and they're like, you're good, we're used to it. It was 10 yards over their heads.
Maybe the story is what they're doing to that tree. What are they doing to that tree?
I don't know.
Cutting it, trimming it.
I think it was a dead tree, so I'm assuming they were getting rid of it.
Are they responsible for the dead tree?
For the dead tree? Yeah.
They're doing something to that tree.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, birds chirping. It's going to be hot today, and then after today, it's going to cool down a bit. So, you know, you got one more day of oppressive heat.
Yep.
High today of 89. The heat index probably above that. Tomorrow, 84. Thursday, 77. Then we're back kind of in the 80s. So, you know, here we are. It's hot. It's summer. We've been saying that for a couple days. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. And Chris Peters joins us 9 o'clock. We'll talk some NHL draft ahead of the draft. We've got plenty more to get to. We've got some fun stuff today for you, including we're gonna flat out steal something from Joe Marino because his latest podcast is Bill's One-Hit Wonders. And that is a fun conversation to have.
Ooh.
That is basically our Football Friday Remember Some Guys segment.
Pretty much.
Where let's remember some Ravens. Let's remember some Cardinals. This time it'll just be, let's remember some Bills.
Yep.
So that's fun. Plenty to get to. One thing I thought about starting with here is, all right, maybe you've seen or maybe you've heard J.J. Paterka is the most sought-after man in America.
He's the most talked-about hockey player I've ever seen. This is crazy.
Two thoughts.
Every day.
Every day
there are three things said about him by an insider.
And are all three of them from Frank Seravalli?
Two of the three.
Two of the three are Frank Seravalli.
They like to rotate somebody else in. Someone else get a shot in.
Yeah. So yesterday I saw another Frank Seravalli report on Paterka.
Uh-huh.
It was... I expect him to be dealt by Friday.
Yep.
And he changed that to, I'd be shocked to see him in a Sabre jersey by October.
Right.
To which point I have shut down. Like, okay.
It's kind of the same thing.
No, Friday and October are actually not the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You've had enough, sir. Step away from the P-E-T-E-R-K-A letters on the keyboard. We've had enough. Everybody's had enough of this. But I do have a thought about this that I've not brought up yet. And this is, you know, listen, the Sabres are what they are. We know that sometimes, you know, the conversations about them get tedious and frustrating. But here's their moment to try and get better. The thing on Paterka that I guess I'm latched in on, will they trade him, is because I don't know how they fundamentally change their roster if they don't.
Mm-hmm.
How else do they do it? Byram, I don't
Byram
think.
Byram traded.
Gets you what? Is Byram getting you a lot?
Is Byram just being gone in the first place? Byram played more minutes for them last season than any player. Like, that is a, can I call it an addition by subtraction to some degree?
You cannot. No.
I could call it they're changing out.
You could
they're
say
they're at least changing out the player that played more than anybody else on the team last season.
Okay, but he's not supposed to play more than any player on the team because other guys got hurt.
He's supposed to play 20 minutes a night.
All right, well, they're going to trade him out for another guy that is going to play 20 minutes, and it won't fundamentally change who they are. And the other piece is what? Samuelson's going to be bought out? So I'm almost going to steal here. They're going to trade out Mac Hollins and Amari Cooper for Josh Palmer and Elijah Moore.
I think they play bigger roles than that. They are not great at those roles.
They play bigger roles than Mac Hollins? Didn't he lead all receivers in snaps?
He did.
Okay.
He wasn't getting the ball the same way. Like, these people will have the puck on their stick a lot. And that's your third and fourth defenseman, really? And Byram played more than Power last year. At least he averaged more ice time, especially even strength. So I hear you. Like, it's not, you wouldn't expect it to be massive difference unless they actually nail the two players that they would replace them for. And what are the odds of that? What are the odds they get significantly better? Like, there's a chance.
There's a chance.
But
anytime you're changing out any player, there's a chance.
But I'd want to be open to a guy that played 23 minutes a night getting rid of last year when there's a lot to signify that he actually wasn't that good. At least there's a lot of advanced numbers that show he actually wasn't that good. If I replace someone who played that much with somebody that maybe is good, that's a fundamental shift of your team, but your team should be better.
That's a great idea. Where are you getting that player? Aren't you doing it by trading Paterka?
That's true.
I'm getting at. I don't know how you fundamentally change and become better without trading something of value. And, you know, we can't talk down Byram and then say, oh, they'll just trade him for somebody good because the league might think he's not that good. You're also likely to buy out Matias Samuelson. There's a report about that, and we went through it yesterday.
Yep.
That makes sense. I'm down two defensemen.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The last couple defensemen I have sought after in free agency are Connor Clifton.
And Eric Johnson.
Eric Johnson. I mean,
Labushkin.
Okay. Right. Here we are. How far do I have to go back for Jordan Leopold? Was he a trade?
Oh, so long ago.
A long time ago.
You know how long ago is there was a Twitter account called Leopold's iPod that was made in the rounds. And those don't exist anymore.
That's a long time
I don't believe iPods exist anymore. So
that's kind of just where I land on this is, do whatever you want, Sabres, but I don't know how you change what you are without trading someone that you would consider valuable. That's usually the Florida trade that we all love to point to when they were good. They traded Huberto off a 100-point season.
Mm-hmm.
That's a valuable player, and what do? Fundamentally changed what they were. And I just don't know how a middling team like this, who has a really promising, good, young player with lots of term left, and anybody you want him, he'd love to come to you. All right, let's make this happen. You can fundamentally change your team if you trade Paterka. Otherwise, who's the next candidate to be traded that would get you something?
That rates enough to where...
But you think, I might get something good in this trade.
What? You're right, because the reason Byram isn't in that is if the Sabres were to get something that everybody would go, oh, wow, that really helps them, that would come as a surprise, I think. Right? Wouldn't most people say, wow, that team way overpaid for Bo Byram?
Yeah.
If they were to get something back that you would think, okay, that's really going
to
help them.
And yesterday I said to you, it should be a 2-for-1. Two guys go out, one guy comes in. The only other name I've got here is Kulik. You want to trade Kulik? Is he promising enough to get Byram and Kulik? Byram and Paterka.
Zach Benson?
Sure.
Benson and Kulik. Aren't those the two top young players for this idea?
But any idea that you're going to get better this offseason, to me, it's not coming from the draft. We know that. It's very unlikely to come from free agency because, reasons. And here we are. The nonstop Paterka rumors. We should have a Paterka rumor fantasy league. Let's draft more teams. Whatever team has not been mentioned, what team will Frank Cervelli have next?
Yesterday was Chicago.
Was a Mad Lib stitched together.
Yeah, that was a funny one.
The third overall pick is somehow in the mix on Paterka. On what level? I mean, I'm sure that Frank has been told all these things, but man, come on. What are we supposed to do with all this?
That was a funny one because it was that they've talked about the third overall pick, but that it hasn't gained traction, which sounds like that means in the Chicago front office it hasn't gained traction, right?
Yeah.
Unless he's meaning the Sabres said, no thanks, we don't care about the third pick.
Who knows?
Right,
it's so odd. I can't remember a player ever getting that's not exactly like, I mean, he's a nice player. He's a really good player, good young player. Holy cow, he's getting so much attention.
Yeah.
From specifically one insider more than others.
Right. There's a lot of talk about Marner, but that makes sense, right? Because Marner's on his way to being the number one free agent. And he is going to change teams in a week. And everybody knows that. That's different than a guy who is still on a roster and is an RFA having this much reported about him. And right, now we're at Chicago. So yeah, I don't know. I think there are ideas that could be had that would make an impact as much as a Paterka trade would, where you would get something back of value, but are you gonna want to trade Alex Tuck away, right?
No, I don't think so. I think that's probably off the table.
You're not gonna want to trade Tage away. Unless you're trying to do that Huberto trade, right? Huberto was Tage for Florida, and they said, all right, we're willing to do this. Because they're in a very different position. They had won the President's Trophy and then got swept in the second round by the team they couldn't beat in the playoffs. So very different reasoning for why they did that. But Huberto was their Tage, and they said, okay, we'll do it. We're going to make a massive, massive deal and not be afraid of the consequences and move them. I mean, the Sabres could do that, but otherwise, you're right. Paterka would be the one, or I do wonder about Kulik and Benson. They would be the two that I would go to right after. Because that is, we're ready to win. Both guys have shown real promise. But 21 years old and 20 years old and playing big, meaningful roles for our team? Nah, not this year. Mm-hmm. We need to be older. We're not going to be the third youngest team in the league again. We're not, going to be relying on kids. Come on. Maybe that's a Kekalainen thing. You are not putting Zach Benson on your second line and Kulik on your first line to start the season. Go trade them away and get guys that are 5 years older.
But you don't actually want to do that, do you?
Tell me who the player is.
Right, right.
I mean, I love watching Zach Benson play hockey, and I think it would be very disappointing to see him be traded, but is there an idea out there that I would – if he was the key piece that you needed to deal to get Jason Robertson, I am not saying no to that if I'm the Sabres.
Yeah. Well
– if Kulik is the key piece in a deal that I'm getting Patterson back, they said, okay, yeah, you don't have Cousins anymore. We don't want Norris. We want Kulik. Like, okay. I'm willing. I'm willing to talk to you about that. I'm willing to do that. That is getting a top-level player for one piece, and then also maybe your core piece in that deal is one of those two, which I think are your two most valuable young players.
The problem is, for those two to be your valuable young players, you would be trading them away, and you would still have Peterka here, who, again, go back before all this, who I told you in October, November, I was told, he's probably not long for here.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to trade away Peterka. I'm sorry, I'm going to trade away a Benson or a Kulik and then still be sitting here like, I got this guy that doesn't want to stay. Now, am I going to get to a situation where I'm forced to make a move? Like, the Sabres might not want to, but if it comes down to having to trade one of their young players, they want a top four defenseman. They want what they thought Samuelson was going to be for them, but he's not.
Yep.
I just want to find Samuelson. Okay. I've now traded Kulik for that player, and where am I at center? Where on earth am I at center? I'm Josh Norris.
Tough.
And who's my next best center?
Tage has to play center at
that
point.
Which he probably doesn't want to. He probably wants to go back to the wing. I think on the Andy Strickland podcast, he indicated he enjoys the wing. I mean, is Peyton Krebs getting another kick up the lineup? You know, where are you if you're trading Kulik? You're nowhere.
That's why I mean, like, But how solid is Tage on I have to play wing? Because if they talk to him and say, hey, we've got a good deal for Kulik, if we do this, you have to play center. Like, it'd be best for the team. We cannot put Peyton Krebs on our second line. You know, we can't. Well, it'd be McLeod, right? It would be Norris and McLeod. But Norris is going to get hurt, right, on game five, isn't he? Right. So you'd have to go to Tage and say,
training camp.
How aggressive are you going to be on I got to play wing? Because if we don't have centers,
probably not that aggressive.
We need you to play center. Are you gonna kick and scream, or are you gonna play center for us? Because that would be my mentality. But right, like I'm treating it a little bit kind of like a fantasy league here, where I'm kind of saying I don't really care, Peterka, that you don't want to be here. I'm trying to win right now. Get on the ice. And Tage, I don't really care that you want to play wing over center. If that's true, get it center.
But the thing that Tage could say in that scenario. And we're going pretty far down the like how this actually goes off the rails, which maybe we should, you know, dial it back a bit. But if you're Tage and they ask you to play center because of a rash of injuries, like, it's fine. I'll do what I can for the team. If you're Tage, like, you need me to go back to center because you cannot ice centers?
Mm-hmm. More than that, even
red
that you're trading away one.
Right. What is happening here?
Right.
How is it that we're already in a rough spot at that position, and it's about to get worse where I have to get called back?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I feel like that'd be troublesome. It's like Dahlin. What side does he want to play on? Can they make it happen? Does he like this one versus that one? Who's his partner supposed to be?
He goes back and forth.
He does.
He has said he likes the right side more. And you will see him on the left a lot.
Yeah.
But he says he likes the right more. He's more comfortable with it. There's more passing angles available to him. And it does depend on who he plays with. Like when he plays with Byram, he's playing on the right. But you've seen him play on the left at times. So that would, but right, that's different than
the same kind of thing to me. Like, how many years do you have to figure out what left and right where I can be in a spot and be where everybody's happy?
Well, he hasn't had a partner. That's the problem. Samuelson was supposed to be the thing that would allow him to play the right forever, and he didn't do that. He got hurt and he kind of fell off, and that was it. So I don't know, like. I got to cater to everybody's tiniest whim and wish.
These aren't whims. This is building a roster.
Uh-huh.
And you are two cornerstone pieces that think they have, I got a spot, I'm good, I do my job, and they keep coming back to you and saying, listen, I'm sorry. I didn't get any centers this year or the last year. I need you to do more again. Isn't that how you lose players? Isn't that how guys like Reinhardt and Eichel, they want to win, though.
They do want to win.
There's no doubt they want to win. But you've got an organizational idea, and the GM is supposed to build a roster. And if another year happens where I'm going back to you and being like, listen, hey, good player.
I didn't get it.
But if you're saying, and I don't know who this defenseman would be, but if you're going to him and, or if you're not willing to make a trade, not able to make a trade for some star defenseman because you can't trade Yuri Kulik because Tage doesn't want to play center anymore.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
That doesn't make your team better. That actually actively prevents you from making your team better. Your roster building of getting to the playoffs is now become harder because you don't have as much flexibility.
But star defenseman does a lot of work right there.
Sure. Star winger, too. It could be that.
Sure.
Right. But somebody, yeah, right. Somebody that would ask him to go back to playing the middle on a full-time basis. Because you're right. Like, I don't want to go to Norris and McLeod as my top two centermen. That sounds like a disaster. Although they're not really that far off from that anyway. They're already kind of there, aren't they?
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, Kulik's going to be 20, and he'll probably be the second guy. But, I mean, those are your three centers.
803-0550. Jeremy and Joe, you can join us on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, you can check out the Joe and I accidentally wore matching uniforms today.
Yeah, we really
look
did.
At this.
Although you're wearing a polo and I'm wearing a button down. That's the key difference.
Oh, all right, I guess so.
That's a big difference. Otherwise, like, the color scheme is the same.
It's not really that big of a difference.
No, right. I have how many four button difference? You have three probably. Buttons and I have seven, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not on purpose.
Matching uniforms.
We do own the same polo. We've never worn that at the same time.
No, that's right.
It's got red buffaloes on it.
Not for the show. Yep, that's right.
That'll happen one day, though. Make your jokes then when that day comes.
803-0550. Good Tuesday morning. It's June 24th. It's my last day being 45.
Wow. The last day not being almost 50. Let's go.
46 is almost 45. More than it's almost 50.
No one does it that way, though. It's like Price is Right. You can't go over.
Price is Right didn't make the rules of math. That's just the rules on Price is Right.
They made that rule.
If I was to
say
to you...
The can't go over rule had to be invented by the Price is Right.
That is right. That's a can't go over rule. But if I was to say to you, which number is closer to 40... Which number is closer to 46, 45, or 50? The answer is 45. You know, just... Bob Barker doesn't come in and say, like, actually, we changed the dynamics of math. It's still closer to 45.
Although it's not really, because you can never go back to 45.
No, that's right, but it's still closer to 45.
Like, in you are 4 years away from being 50. You are infinity years away from being 45, because you will never be 45 again.
All right. The Bills score 21 points in a game. I predicted 20. You predicted 25. Who was closer?
When you put it like that...
No Price is Right rules here.
I think Price is Right rules should be universal in life.
In bidding?
Yes. You go over, that's it. It's over. You went over.
Price is Right rules means that you can get things for a dollar. It feels like economically there's a wrench there.
I mean, there's a... Yeah, but that doesn't always work.
No, it doesn't always work. It works a lot, though.
You also can play defense, then, because you can go $1 over the other person.
I'd like to see like a 30 for 30 on the first person that ever bid a dollar.
Yes.
Is that person like analytics to hockey, the first person that ever invented Corsi?
Did everybody in the crowd just go, what?
What is he? $1? How are you going to win with a dollar?
Right. Did it just blow everybody's minds when he did it for the first time? He or she did it for the first time? And then also the first time someone had bid up their opponent by a dollar.
Yeah.
And seeing the reaction of that person.
Bulletin board material, that. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Join us in the chat. Hello, good morning. It's hot out there. It's going to be a beautiful day again today. And we're chatting some Sabres offseason. We'll see if we get another Paterka rumor in the next 7 minutes, because it seems like... I'm going to put together the list of all the teams that have been linked to him. Yeah, we'll see.
I came up with 5 trades that I would deal him for,
okay.
By the way. I've got a list.
I'm ready to hear those. I'm kind of tired of like, it could happen any minute now. I go, sure it could. Yeah. Anyway, give us a ring if you want. 803-0550. Some football to get to as well, as the Bills, you know, get closer and closer to training camp, less than a month away. Got some comments from Josh Allen that are interesting to me. Mina Kimes said something that Bills fans might be mad about. Some. So plenty to get to here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.